today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Join Kenneth Copeland from the Southwest Believers Convention for a message on how to activate your faith for success.
Let's go over to 1 John. 1 John chapter 4. Now notice this. Verse 15, whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God. Now remember, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. God dwelleth in him, and he in God. We have had intimate relationship with and believed the love that God, the love that the Word has to us. God is love. Say it. God is love. He that dwells in love dwelleth in God and God in him. Well, God and his Word are one. This is the Word of love. This is the Word of God. Now, we have been given a commandment to walk in the love of God as God gave commandment. How did he give commandment? He said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. The first thing he said was, believe on the name of his Son Jesus. And love the Lord thy God and your neighbor as yourself. Now, that's a commandment. It is not a suggestion. It's a commandment. He intended for it to be carried out as a commandment. Now, Peter wrote this. He said, I stir up your holy mind in remembrance of the command that the Savior left us apostles. I stir up your holy mind. To remembrance. Everybody knows we're supposed to love one another. Every born again child on the face of this planet knows that we're supposed to love one another. Anybody in here don't know that? You ain't never heard that? You know it. Then why ain't you doing it? Peter was saying, the reason you're not walking in love, you're not keeping this commandment, it's not in your memory. I stir up your holy mind to remembrance. Everybody knows you're supposed to be walking in love, but until you concentrate on it, until it becomes a commandment to you and not just this wonderful idea that Jesus talked about. And when you start doing that, the Bible says when you do that, you are activating love. Jesus said, if you love me, you keep my commandment. And then it says, this is loving God. Keep that commandment. You're activating. You're believing it. You're walking on. You're saying it. I believe it. When you say, I believe it, it activates faith. It stirs up the gift of God on the inside of you. You begin to activate this awesome power. This catalyst of faith comes alive and begins to stir the power of the love of God up on the inside of you. And things start happening. The blessing gets stronger and stronger and stronger. That's what God is after all the time. And instead of praying, oh God, my babies are on dope, we all going to hell, we're just all so unworthy and no good, I mean, what's the use anyhow? That's not faith. That is the voice of fear. Wasn't a prayer. That was a confession of worry and doubt and unbelief. It's very, very serious. It'll come to pass in a heartbeat if Satan can work it around the way he can get it to come to pass. He had loved nothing better than to kill your kids and give God the credit for it. And somebody will stand up. What is amazing to me is a bunch of people disobey God and act like a bunch of heathen and get their kids killed, and then everybody comes together and sings Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. You could have been singing Amazing Grace 6 months before and them kids be alive. Well, we don't want that Bible in our school. Well, we don't want the Ten Commandments in here. And then some fool comes up with an actual court decision that says, if we post the Ten Commandments in school, it might entice the children to read them. If they were to read them, it might entice them to obey them. If they were to obey them, that is unconstitutional, and so we can't have that in school. You know what that is? Ignorance gone to seed. Amen. It's the curse in manifestation that man's mind is blind. And sin looks good and righteousness looks evil to him. Well, them old days are over forever. Some changes are being made. And it's because somebody decided to believe God, not because somebody just decided to be a political activist. I'm a political activist, all right, but I don't walk around and carry signs. I attack the spirits of darkness over the Supreme Court and all the rest of them. We got a different court now. The fools that made that decision are gone. Now, go back in here with me in this fourth chapter. We have known and believed the love. God is love. Herein is our love perfected, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in this world. As He is, so we are as victorious in this world as He is in heaven. Now, hold your place right there. Look at the second chapter and verse 5. Whoso keepeth his word, in him, in whosoever keepeth his word, the love of God is perfected. The word perfected there literally means, the word translated perfected literally means developed, growing, coming forth. Now you come back over here now to the fourth chapter. Whoso keepeth his word, in him is the love of God perfected, developed, growing. Now back over that fourth chapter once more where we were. There is no fear in love. Aha! Well, of course not. God is love. There ain't no fear in Him. The only way I'm going to have any fear is if I find out He's got some and He wants to give it to me. But there ain't no fear in Him. So fear is an enemy, and I'm just not going to tolerate that. I'm not going to tolerate it. Now notice, there is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear. Now remember, whoso keepeth his word, in him is the love of God perfected. Perfected love casteth out fear. Can you see the connection? Yes. It's acting on that word. It's activating that word. It's activating the faith in it. And actually, the result of that is rebuking fear and casting it out. But until you activate love, until you get over on the word of God, I mean, you can hoot and holler at fear as long as you want to. You're not going to dislodge it. It's perfected love that gets down to the root and snips it and flushes it out of there. The word translated cast means to flush. It literally flushes it out of there in acting on His word, and you're acting on that word and you're activating it, and I love my God and I love my neighbor, and I'm activating and I'm acting on that, and you're stirring up the gift of God that's on the inside of you, and the tide begins to rise. All that fear and all that trash is a bunch of surface scum. And it'll just come up there and finally comes to a place where it just flushes it out of there. And that's the moment when you rebuked it and commended it to go. And it just hiked it right on out of there too. That's right. Now why? Why did God, who is love, Why is he unwilling to tolerate fear in your life? There it is right there. Perfected love casteth out fear because fear has torment. That's the way you identify fear, not by fright. Keeping that love commandment is what gets rid of that. So anytime you have violated that love commandment and you have not repented of it and confessed the thing and flushed it out of there and got it out of there, then fear is present. Fear is present. How do you recognize it? It says, well, he that fears is not perfected, is not developed in love. Well, how do you recognize it as fear? It's easy to recognize when you get, you know, get the daylight scared out of you. Or that knot of fear comes up in there and you just, oh, man, I don't like this. Well, but that's a manifestation that I'm quite certain that Satan just as soon he didn't have to deal with. Because that really signals that it's there. The rest of the time it's very subtle. So how do you know it's there? It's got torment. Well, you know, Brother Copeland, I know the word says I'm healed, but that doctor called me again yesterday and said I got the worst blood test he's ever read in his whole 14 years he's been in this kind of practice. I know the word says I'm healed, but I just, Brother Copeland, are you sure you're praying for me? Yeah, I prayed for you. I told you last night I was praying for you. You sure? See, you're tormented. That's what fear does. It gets after you, and it starts warting you and picking at you, and it may not be working. That's what it is, and it's tormenting you. You're laying there in the bed at night, and you think, oh, man, I know I need to get to sleep. Oh, Lord. I've been awake all night long. What am I going to do in that case tomorrow? Oh, Jesus. Lord, help me go to sleep here. That ain't going to work. Let me ask you something. You want God to help you go to sleep. Well, what scripture, what sleeping scripture are you standing on? Now, in the mess you're in, it's going to be the word becoming sleep, or you ain't going to sleep. Well, you need to know some sleeping scriptures. 127 Psalm is where I go to sleep. I sleep on it all the time, man. I go to bed, what I care what's going to happen tomorrow. Dear God, it's coming anyhow. Amen. Just laugh at the devil and say, Mr. Devil, I can't tell you how much I don't care. Dear God. Oh, the Bible said he never sleeps and he never slumbers. Ain't no use in both of us being awake. But the 127th Psalm, you see, says, it is vain to get up in the morning, stay up late at night, feeding on the bread of sorrow, for he gives his beloved sleep. I am his beloved. He loves me. I got this from the 17th chapter of the book of John that said, hey, buddy, this is red letter stuff. Jesus prayed. Jesus never prayed in unbelief in his life. And he said, Father, show them and show the world that you love them as much as you do me. I'm his beloved. And I can prove it. Has nothing to do with the way I feel. Has everything to do with what my Savior said. I believe it. And I have quoted it, and I've stood on it, and I have said it until I am absorbed with it. Amen. I'll lay down there, and I'll say, I'm not worried about that. That worry is fear and torment. Why, what in the world do I care? I've been through my mind. I've been through everything I know and can think of. Obviously, there ain't nothing in my mind right now that's an answer to that. So why stay awake? I'm going to sleep. And I very rarely ever get that whole verse all quoted. I'm gone. I call it the gift of sleep. Said he gives. He gives his beloved sleep. I receive the... I'm just gone, brother. I mean, I sleep like somebody knocked me in the head. And back there years ago, I used to go days and days and days without sleep. Not anymore. Amen. I was having a meeting, holding a meeting years ago in Lubbock, Texas. And we were there for weeks and weeks. John had something happened to him. He got sick and his skin turned just bright red all over. And it felt like rough paper. It was really a strange looking thing. And I went in and prayed for him. I put him to bed. Glory and I went in. We laid hands on him, prayed for him. And he immediately just went on to sleep. And so, that's that. But the next day, he came down with it again. So we laid hands on him again and prayed over him. Power of God came. He started getting better. Then the next day, he came down with it again. Well, now that's enough. Take 3 or 4 days to get rid of something like that. That thing doesn't have any authority over me or over my family. So we began to pray, and I went to the Lord. I said, now I need your wisdom about this. And in the book of James, any man that's in a temptation, testing, or a trial, and he doesn't know what's going on, let him ask of God, and he'll give him wisdom concerning that. And then let patience have its perfect work. You'd be entire wanting nothing. So we did that, and I had the Lord point it out to me. He said, you go in there and lay hands on him. You anointed him with oil. You did right by that. You're to be commended for that. But then in the middle of the night, you get up and go in there and check on him and all this kind of stuff. And you get, and actually, I didn't realize it then, but I look back on it now. I was tormented. I'd wake up in the middle of the night and I'd think, well, I need to go in there and check on John and, see how he's doing. And I was just guilty as I could be. And I said, forgive me, Lord. I'm not doing that anymore. So we went through the same process again, laid hands on him again, and read the word over him again. And he went to sleep. And sure enough, right on time, I woke up in the middle of the night. And before I even had a thought, I swung my feet out to go in there and see how he's doing. Satan trying to draw you off and get you to pick up the care and take him out of the Lord's hands. Well, I don't see why the Lord has to... Well, it ain't your business to see. It's your business to obey. See, there are things going on in that spirit realm you don't know anything about, and I don't know anything about. And God is having to deal with warring spirits and everything. We let the devil rebuild his system out there after Jesus tore the thing all to pieces. We got over into so much doubt and unbelief over a 1,500-year period of time that it issued in a time called the Dark Ages. And we're just now crawled our way back out of there, praise God, and got this blessing back into operation the way it should have been all of them. So I said, no, sir, I'm not going in there. And I heard this is plain. You better go in there. He's kicked his cover off. And I said out loud, I didn't say it loud enough to wake Glory up, but I said it out loud. I said, I don't care if he has. Let one of them angels put the cover back on him. I rolled all my care over on the Lord. I rolled him into the Lord's care. Why, you unresponsible, ugly, mean-hearted thing. You won't even go in there and check on your own son. I said, that's it. God. I grabbed my Bible. I got up out of bed where I wouldn't wake Glory up and went into the little living room, little parlor in there, and I had my Bible in my hand. I said, Satan, I have come in here to cut you up every way but Sunday. I am putting this word on you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. How dare you call me irresponsible? What is the most responsible thing any man could do with his son is to turn him over to the care of the Lord Jesus Christ. I have done that. No, you don't. You ain't fleeing yet. You get your sorry hide right back down. No, you're not going anywhere yet. I ain't done with you. You just get on your knee in the presence of God's man. You shut your mouth in the name of Jesus. And after a while of that, I just shifted over to other tongues and just let it rip. I spent a long time in there doing that. And I said, I'm going to bed. Thank you, Jesus. I apologize for bothering you with it. I'm going to bed. Went on in there and just rolled over and went sound asleep. Got up the next morning, didn't think about it. Went over to my morning service. I'm standing there, just finished up the morning service, and somebody had stopped me and asked me a question. And so I stopped and I felt this tug on my coat, and it's John. And I said, John, just a minute, son, I'm talking to this lady. I turned back around. He yanked my coat again. He said, Daddy. I said, John, just a minute, son. I'm talking to this woman. And I turned back around. And he yanked my coat again. He said, Daddy, look at me. I'm healed. And I turned around and looked at him. And he just run over there in his shorts. You know, he wasn't but about five, I guess. And so I could see all of his little chest and his little tummy that had just been so red and just so angry looking, you know. He said, look at me. I'm healed. We just had a shout fest. See, it's working all the time. It's me that's messing it up. Amen.
Now tonight, would you welcome The Strand of Pearls.
New from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Join Kelly Copeland along with Kenneth and Gloria's granddaughters, Jenny Coots, Aubrey Pearsons, and Lindsay and Rachel Ward.
Hallelujah, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Hallelujah,
I can hear the voices singing soft and low.
Hear songs such as Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace.
In the Sweet By and By.
In the Sweet.
When the roll is called up yonder.
When the roll is called up yonder.
In the garden.
And he walks with me and he talks with me.
Lift up the Lord with these classic hymns and joyful spirituals. Strand of Pearls is a musical experience you won't want to miss. Order the new CD, Strand of Pearls, today for only $9.98. Log on to our website at kcm.org and order online. Or call toll-free 800-575-4455. Or write to Kenneth Copeland. The address is simply Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Strand of Pearls is a collection of uplifting bluegrass hymns and spiritual songs, and also is a great gift idea. Order several copies and give them to your family and friends this Christmas.
Of God is the word of love. It's His love poured out to you. And it's the word of God tells us to love each other with that same love. Love is the perfect law. When you put love to work, it works 100% of the time. It has a perfect result. Statistics. Dad always says, you know, fear tolerated is faith contaminated. But it's not walking in love that opens the door to fear in our life. The Bible says that perfect love casts out fear. It flushes it out and it'll get rid of it. So walk in love and activate your faith and you're going to have success. You're not going to fail. The love of God does not fail. Father God, we thank you for the love of God towards us. We thank you for your word that lives on the inside of us. And Lord, we operate today in the love of God. And we thank you that you bless us, that the blessing is being poured out on us in a mighty way. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you for healing our bodies, for healing our minds, for delivering us of everything that the enemy has tried to put into operation in our life. Everything that the curse has brought into our life, the blessing is pushing out today. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, if you're dealing with something, I pray for you, believe it by faith. But if you want us to pray for you, want to talk to somebody, we receive prayer requests every day. We take every single one of them seriously. We want to pray for you. We want you to have the life that God planned for you. And He's planned success and peace and joy, security, a good family. He's planned a full life for you. If you'll just contact us, we'll pray with you and we'll put ourselves in agreement with you according to the Word of God. And where two agree on something, the Bible says it comes to pass. Hallelujah. So just contact us and we'll pray with you. Our product offer is a new CD by The Strand of Pearls. You may not have heard of that singing group, but it's me and three of my girls and my niece singing these songs, these old songs. Let me read some of them to you. River of Jordan, I'll Fly Away, Amazing Grace, In the Sweet By and By, When We All Get to Heaven, When the Roll Is Called Up Yonder, and more. This is life-giving music that's full of fun. And so I think you'll enjoy it. So just order yours today. We look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To order a copy of this broadcast, visit our website at kcm.org or call toll-free 800-575-4455. This is the year of the open door, and the blessing is yours.
I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind.